Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Deborah Wilhelm, a professor of homiletics and co-author of Preaching Matters, A Praxis for Preachers. Deborah lives in Oregon, and her preaching is entitled Wolves and Avocado Toast. Yes, you heard that right.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see or decide by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. The wolf shall live with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the kid. The calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. On that day, the root of Jesse shall stand as a signal to the peoples. The nations shall inquire of him, and his dwelling shall be glorious. The word of the Lord. I once lived in a house that had a huge avocado tree in the backyard, and this tree was extra special because someone had grafted it such that it gave two kinds of avocados that ripened at different times. So our family enjoyed avocados for a big part of the year. Avocados on our salads, in our tacos and enchiladas and guacamole, on our toast, of course, and pretty often just plain with salt and lemon. We were maybe even becoming a little bit spoiled, actually, and then one spring night, our area suffered an unexpected killing freeze. We woke up in the morning, and every avocado on that tree had fallen to the ground, ruined. Even worse, the tree froze too, and over the next few weeks we watched in grief as every leaf, twig, and branch withered and detached, leaving only a 5-foot stump. We lost the current fruit, all the future fruit, and the tree itself. It was dead. Or at least we assumed it was dead. Probably 2 years later, I was weeding the garden and I thought I saw a tiny, tender, bright green something peeping through the bark of that tree. It was barely visible, would have broken off with even the gentlest touch. But there it was. And the hope from that bit of green comes to mind with today's reading from Isaiah. We all long for that green shoot from the stump of Jesse, the one who will come and transform everything so utterly and in such surprising ways that predator and prey will live in peace, that the least of us, shown here by the little child, will lead the rest of us, that all of creation will be full of the knowledge of God. Every Advent, we anticipate that transforming one. We wait for him as a tender baby, And we also wait for his return as the Christ. But everyone, our waiting is supposed to be active. Prayer and giving. Liturgy and volunteering. Faith in the God who was born as a baby, and action born of following him, so that the transformative potential can grow into transformed reality. Alas, for now it's only a partial reality. Like our Jewish brothers and sisters in Isaiah's time and forward, we're still waiting. A quick look around shows a discouraging picture. The wolves of our world still prey on the lambs. Many of our children live in constant danger. The holy mountains themselves are desecrated with litter and coal mines and landmines and the dead stumps left after clear cutting. Is there a hint of green anywhere? A shoot for us to tend and nurture? Yes. During this season of holy waiting and active hope, I ask you to think about the people or places or issues that you see as dead stumps, a broken relationship, a destructive habit that has hold of your life, a financial struggle, an ill family member, conflict or war, terror, the abuse of God's good creation. Look at that seemingly lifeless, hopeless thing, and know that God wants it and you to live. So pray for that life. Look for a tender green shoot. Nourish that shoot at home and work. Tend it on social media. Feed it with your finances and your time. By the way, it took years of tending and pruning of God's sun and rain and time, but our avocado tree did flourish again. By the time it gave avocados, my family had moved. But from that tree, another family is enjoying beauty and bounty and probably some delicious guacamole. And that's a small but green symbol of Advent hope.